turnovers, and I'm just going to say it right now, man. I'm sick and tired of reffing in this league right now. I'm sick and tired of it. I mean, you got holding calls all over the place that people don't want to call. You know, Bradford gets hit in the face at the end of the game and you don't call it. I mean, you know, I'm not laying this loss on reffing, but, I mean, at some point, it's got to get better.
I mean, there were 10 penalties on Dallas.
Man, I don't care. I mean, you can look at play in and play out. I mean, the problem is the costly penalties that don't get called. When you look at the play that Dak scrambled, I mean, there should have been penalties called on that play, and they don't. And at the end of the day, that's a game-changing play. And you got to make those calls. I mean, at the end of the game, Bradford gets hit in the face. I mean, that's an opportunity for us to score and tie the ball game, but it doesn't get called. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Brian, when you had your strip sack there and you gave him the ball at the 19-yard line, what do you think? That seemed like the huge turning point right there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a momentum changer, you know, but, you know, hats off to their defense. They were able to stop and put a stop, and, you know, we were able to put 3 points on the board, but, you know, we got to be able to capitalize. And once again, it just comes back to, you know, sometimes we shot ourselves in the foot, and sometimes you know, they just made the plays in order to win the game.
Like, what's your reaction on the sideline whenever you know, they could give them the ball at 19, it's like a 4-yard drive, and only get a field goal on that?
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I can't control any of that stuff that happens on the other side of the ball. All I can do is, when I'm on the field, go play ball. And so, you know, we gave ourselves an opportunity to put points on the board. We put 3 on the board. We need to put 7. But at the end of the day, you know what, they made players.
Brian, how do you feel like the team handled the Zimmer situation for the last 4 hours?
Well, I mean, we love that man. I mean, he puts his heart and soul in this team, and we give it right back to him. So I think this team handled it very well. I think we put everything we had on the line. You know, we just, at the end of the day, we gotta find a way to get it done, and we just didn't.
What was it like when Zimmer, I guess I heard he went to the team hotel and addressed you guys today? What was that like?
I mean, you could tell he was heartbroken about it. He wanted to be out there with us. And, you know, like I said, he puts his heart and soul into this. And, you know, we got to give it back to him. And that's what we're trying to do.
Brian, how do you think Prefer did, though?
I think he did a great job. You know, I think he handled the situation very well. I think he did an amazing job.
Did you see the hands to the face at the end to Sam? Did you see
that? Yeah, absolutely. I saw it live, and then I saw it again on the jumbo screen. I mean, I don't know.
Is this the most upset you've been with officiating in your 10-year NFL career?
I mean, this has just been just building up over the last few weeks. You know, I mean, it gets to a point where it's too frustrating. And, you know, I don't know. I'm probably going to get fined for this. I understand that. But somebody's got to step up and say something.
Did you talk to them about it on the field?
Yeah, I mean, you always get the, you know, the excuse. And I understand it's a hard game to ref. I understand all that. I get that there's so many things going on every single play, but I just feel like sometimes it's just so blatant and obvious that it should be a no-miss call. But like I said, I get that it's hard to ref this game. I get there's a lot of stuff going on. It's just frustrating. I mean, you see it every single week. You know, they say you can call holding every play. Take a look at the tape. You know, and you know, they send us stuff back every week saying, yeah, that should have been called. It does us no good when the game's over.
Brian, what was their reaction to you when you said something to them?
I mean, you know, we all try to handle it professionally. And, you know, that's what they say sometimes. We didn't see it. And like I said, I get that it's a hard game to ref. There's a lot of stuff going on, and the game happens very fast. But, you know, and maybe I'm wrong to call them out. Maybe I am. But, like I said, I just think at some point somebody's got to step up and say something.
Brian, do you think